Garrett Edelstein here, your celeb expert and your celeb savant. Celeb Savant is a weekly entertainment show. We have long-form career retrospective type interviews with celebrities, singers, actors, and industry experts. Oshri's music career took off when he won the first ever South African Trace Music Stars competition. The show was mentored by Wyclef Jean and broadcasted on Trace Urban, the second largest music video television network in the world. After living in South Africa, Oshri moved to New York City to continue his endeavors with Wyclef and pursue his efforts in gaining recognition in the music world. Oshri was invited to perform at the Trace Urban Music Awards in Paris of 2015, after which he was approached by the American pop R&B singer Akon to sign to his label. Not too long after, Oshri realized that Akon's label wasn't a good fit for his music and left on good terms. He started releasing music independently and got his first release on the Billboard Top 40 Dance Chart. Oshri continues to release singles and is blazing a trail in the music industry. Up next on Celeb Savant, we've got Oshri. Where do we find you in the world? How are you doing? And what's happening in your life?
I'm currently in Ireland, visiting from Los Angeles, filming a music video for the next release in 2024. Okay. And I'm very excited. There's also a duo project that I'm working on. And the mom of the guy named Perry Banks, the artist that I'm doing a duo project with, is getting married at the castle where David Beckham got married.
Okay.
And it's like, and this is my weekend. So I'm like, oh my God, I'm so excited. I got my talks and I'm ready.
Let's rewind. Let's take it to the very beginning of your journey in the entertainment industry. So what age, with as a child, as a teenager, did you decide to say, cool, this is the path I want to take? And how did that journey accumulate to where we are today?
So I would say that it started very, very young in, you know, the backyard of writing lyrics to, you know, like cartoon songs, opening cartoon shows. So I rewrote the lyrics and used the melodies. So that's where I started songwriting. I was about, I think, 9 or 10. And then since then, I always did music. I was one of my, like, the kids in school, the guys. I was the only guy in the choir of the school. I remember everybody made fun of me. I had this very high-pitched voice. So that's when everything pretty much started building. Career-wise, I got my first breakthrough when I was in, I would say, in a boy band in my youth. And then, obviously, later on in Cape Town, where I won the Trace TV competition, and which was mentored by Wyclef Jean.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Who literally gave me the phone call that changed my life and was like, you need to come to the States and you should come here. We should work. And I was like, okay. Like, of course. Like, duh. I packed my bags and I just, I flew to New York, not knowing anybody. And since then, it's been uphill. I performed at the French Music Award and was spotted by Akon and then signed to his label and then moved to Los Angeles, where, you know, it's the, I would say, the mecca of pop. So started working there with a lot of beautiful and amazing songwriters, developing my sound, and of course, growing with myself and personal life. So that's the journey now, releasing music. So excited. It's music that I've been writing for a few years now. So it's all coming together. And I hope everybody's going to like it.
Not you hope, we will like it. Let's say that. We will like it. How long have you been in the States or now?
I've been in the States, I would say, for about 7 years.
Did you work with Wyclef Jean at all?
Yeah. I moved, when was it? I moved from Cape Town and then I moved straight to New York. I stayed with Wyclef for about a year and a half, where we worked closer together. And then a year later, I signed with Akon and moved. to Los Angeles.
Okay. Did
Yeah.
any of that work that you did with Wyclef get released? Was it just building yourself?
It was building, it was, building the sound,
Okay.
learning the sound. But yes, the next big release in 2024 is going to be a song I wrote with Wyclef.
Your creative process. So when you're creating a song from 0 to 3 to 4 minutes, what is that journey? What inspires it? Is it always easy? Do you always collaborate with others? Let's unpack your creative brain.
You can start from a little self with the guitar, and I can have I would say like a melodic idea, and then I can take that idea, and then I'm like I try to always co-write, so not by
Okay.
myself. So I have a session, we come together, we set up time, and then I bring some melodies that I have, and I say we really start having a conversation, like the one me and you are having right now. It's like,
Yeah.
what's going on? What's on your heart? And because I'm in the writing process, so you always keep track, right? So you always, if there's a thought, if there's something that someone's story that's really impacted me that I want to share. So I keep notes on my phone all the time. That's the best way. And then from there, it's like it goes from being an idea to coming together and start writing the song. And a lot of the times in that process, it's very easy to lose the original, not the original idea, but the intention behind the idea, and you try to make something that's a little, let's make sure it's commercial enough, right? Or let's make sure it's like whatever enough. And so it's always defining the balance between not just writing a song for myself, but also writing a song that I know is going to be resonated by other people. So yeah, so that balance, and then recording it, which is the most fun part, right? It's like you wrote it, and then it's like you book the studio, and then you go and record it.
When you're writing with co-collaborators, so is it so obviously you've got some that you've written with a number of times and then others that sort of are new, so you're meeting them for the first time. Is it a longer process to dive in with the new person compared to the people you know, or do you just I explain that?
It's funny. It's almost like you go on first dates, and then it's like, you have time to warm up, you kind of have a little conversation, With songwriting, it's not. You go straight to bed. Like, there's no in between. There's like there's no it's like we sit down, I'm this, I'm this. Okay, pour your heart to me. Like, tell me what's going on.
That's a bit like therapy. A bit like therapy.
Exactly. But yeah, so I wouldn't say it's slower. It's just, yeah, it's actually, I like it. I like it because it's like it's fresh. The person doesn't know much about you, and you get to be who you are today and just that.
So there's no preconceived ideas or linkages of emotions or experiences that could cloud. It just becomes the real thing.
Exactly. It's like who I am today is this was going to be absorbed by this person. So I really have to be authentic with who I am today. So it's also like I have to be on my game as well.
But it's also hard because so many people, when they're meeting new people for the first time, they put on all these masks, to show their best who they are. So
Yes.
it's very, and a
Yeah.
lot of people are vulnerable to strip those masks away. So it's very important to like, okay, it's not easy, but I understand what you're saying.
No, but you have to, it's like you have to, because if you're not, you're gonna get a fake song.
I do enjoy doing music videos, and how much do you have input of the end product?
I mean, big input. So I artistically direct all my videos, as well as the majority of the time, I'm the stylist. So I dress up, I go to the custom hire, house. And I pick the clothes for everybody. And if I like doing music videos, I mean, depend what day you ask me that. But yes, I love because it's just another form of creating. But music videos really evolved, and this is something that like I really thought about it in the last few releases, because before One, I would invest so much time and money on
Okay.
music videos. And then the label, like you have to spend so much to promote it, right?
Yes.
But today people are just, they're not, consuming visuals the way they consumed before. So it's not about making like a fancy music video. It's really about creating compelling piece of, content
Yeah.
that can be, it's like, it doesn't have to be even a full song yet. It can be just like random stuff that you put together. And then when the song becomes, when it does well, then you go in and you shoot a music video to kind of.
So giving them a tastes and teasers, like it's sad that people's attention span is no longer 3 or 4 minutes. It's like 10 seconds. And then you've created this beautiful artwork and it's like, oh, 10 seconds. I'm bored. So they skip. It's like, come on now,
Exactly.
focus.
Yeah, I mean, but at the end of the day, there's so much going on. So like, it's focused, but it's also, yo, create something we can focus on,
Yeah.
So ways, it's both ways. And the days of just like someone just unknown releasing a music video and then people watch it because it's like it has to be really good and interesting. I
And
hate
what
that
budget
though. I just
budgets allows.
exactly what budgets are.
I love me a CD. I still budget for my CD every couple of months. I love the aesthetic of holding it, the booklets of the artwork. For me, it's a thank you to you guys for all your hard work as an energy exchange. CDs, vinyls, and cassettes are making a massive comeback. I'm not sure if you're aware that in last year in the UK alone, vinyls sold 5.5 million, the biggest since 1990. We also have these streaming platforms. What is your perception of the physical versus streaming, and what is your participation in each?
So I love physical stuff because it's like you can actually feel what you're holding.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't say I'm participating in it just yet. I think the vinyl is a route that I would like to go as a merch. Streaming, it's just so easy. It's like so accessible. And I mean, I'm the kind of artist that I take. When I find an artist that I like, I listen to their entire album, what they did, the body of work. So I feel like that this is the time where like having a CD or having a vinyl, like put in the record of listening to the entire story, that's something that I love and connect with, and that it feels very romantic to me. But at the same time, I understand what's happening, and I feel like streaming is great because you can just pull whatever you want and it's always accessible to you, and you can organize it nicely in like playlists and stuff. So,
And not allow the algorithm to do it for you, because then there's certain experience in creating it for yourself. Like that experience of opening the CD, sitting down, listening to the whole album. It's a journey. A lot of people
yeah.
have never experienced that. I like what you're saying in that you creating your own playlist, you're not allowing the algorithm, so you're still having that experience.
Yes, you're creating that. And yeah, and then I always do like I try to find like an evening where I just explore and find new artists and find new sounds, and then I add it to my playlist. And
Love
then
it.
I like it's nice because yes, you can see, okay, artists that's like that, like, so let me
Yes,
see
yes,
what
yes.
artists are like that. And you feel like you're saying a lot of artists, like a lot of people don't get to experience it, but because think about it, it's like you gotta think out of the box,
Yes.
right? To break through the algorithm because it's served to you, it's so comfortable. And
Yeah.
then you can say it about anything. You can say it about news, you can say it about food, you can say it
Yeah.
about, about thoughts. It's very important to, I think, challenge yourself to not just follow, like
Yes.
also like create for yourself.
But it's interesting because
But
people like comfort zones, because if comfort zones are easy, there's no fear. They know the routine. So stepping out of that can be challenging for a lot of people.
yeah, and also time. Like, listen, life is not easy, right? It's like people like have real issues to deal with, real challenges. People are going after something. It's like, what you're just really trying to survive, right? At the end of the day. So there's enough going on already. Let me just flow with something. So sometimes
Exactly.
it's like, I feel like sometimes I find myself telling people, yeah, do and this and this. And then some, have to remind myself that I'm also in a way I'm a little privileged because I'm in a position that I can mentally be a little bit more free to allow myself to even think that,
Yeah,
right?
exactly.
So
Yeah, again, people have to learn their own lessons and own journeys. So we can say try, and then it's their choice. I love this game. I know if I had to ask you this question in 2 days, 2 hours, 2 years, I know your answer will be different every time because there's millions of them. If you
right.
had to push play to five songs by other artists once we finish this conversation, what would those five songs be and by whom?
It's an artist named LP, and she sings Lost on You, which I love. All the things are lost on you. And then Celine Dion, A New Day Is Coming. Ooh, I think the Calm Down, the Selena and
Selena Gomez and Rima.
And then I have
Two
two
more.
more, probably songs that I would want to listen right now. I think Jack Johnson, Banana Pancakes. And then I think I'll do Potential.
As a final message to the listening audience, which is around the world, what would you like to say to them?
Actually, I would like to ask you a question if you don't mind.
Okay, sure.
You obviously built this podcast to be a very successful podcast. And I'm just interested to hear, like, did you always did podcasts? Like, what is your journey? How did you end up? Because this is something obviously you love, and I can see that you love doing
Yes.
it. And I'm sure it's like it hasn't been, been served to you on a silver plate. So I'm just interested to hear like a little bit of like how did you end up doing it?
Okay. So basically, I've studied marketing and communications and fitness, and I've always wanted to be in some form in the media. So I was coming up with concepts for various things that weren't happening. So I was more in the marketing and corporates, et cetera, et cetera. And I forgot about the media thing because I thought it just wasn't happening. So I was living overseas. I was living in Israel. I was living in London. I came back just before lockdown and I came up with a concept for a podcast, a health, mind, body podcast, because obviously everyone was going crazy with lockdown. And there's a podcasting platform in South Africa, which I'm sure you know, Cliff Central with Gareth Cliff. And
Yes.
I presented that idea to them. They liked it. So basically, I had to find a sponsor for it. And then I actually became one of the marketing staff at Cliff Central. And then there was a show, or there still is a show called That 80s Show, which Dori and Paolo present. Now, I became a contributor. I came up with a little concept of a game, a music quiz game. And they were interviewing local artists. And I said to them, listen, go big or go home. I said, I'm going to start reaching out to international artists. So within 2 weeks, I booked Air Supply. And they didn't have time to do the interviews or the edits for it. So they taught me how to do the edits. And in a period of a year, I did 30 interviews of artists from the 80s. And I was getting great feedback from people. And what happened was I thought, cool, I want to interview people outside of the 80s. They're great. Everyone's great. So I said, cool, I want to start my own thing, call it Celeb Savant. And now we're 120 episodes strong with artists
Wow.
from all around the world, and has been nominated as one of the top five entertainment podcasts in Africa. That's, I'm sure I
Congrats.
missed a couple of beats, but that's the hybrid journey.
And then that moment when you felt like entertainment and media or entertainment is gone, or it's like what, like, do you remember what was that moment that like you were just like, actually not, I'm not gonna let it go. Like, what happened there?
So you see, I was doing a lot of presentation. Like I'm also an instructor and doing like workshops. I was doing like workshops at the health kind of in the health industry. So I thought that gave me that outlet because it's not the same, but it gave me that outlet of presenting and bringing that sort of creativity into play. Yeah, I just forgot about it. So when I was living in Israel and in London, I was working part-time with an independent artist, Sasha CM, that in her record label. And I was getting more, a little more into the industry. And I was like, ah, I remember this passion. I want to dive deeper.
Nice. Okay. There it is. Okay.
Yeah.
That one.
So that was
Nice.
a reminder for me.
A passion, yeah.
Yeah.
And of course, because when you taste a little bit, you're like, oh, I don't want to do anything else, right? It's just like,
Yes.
yeah, amazing. Thank you for sharing. That's inspiring. So
Thank you so
the
much. Thank
passion
you for asking that
definitely.
question. Now,
Of
your
course.
final message to the listening audience.
Final message. I'm literally gonna use your story, and I would say if you have a passion out there, like, and you taste this a little bit of it and it's felt good, like, don't try to do anything else and try to find a way to pursue it and obviously make a living from it, which is not always easy. Because like life is, I know it's so cliche, but life is so short, and we all gonna die in 100 years. Nobody is, we all gonna be buried next to our friends. Strangers will live in our homes, and we all our stuff and belongings will belong to someone else. And years later, no, even our family would not know that we're here. Like, who remembers grandpa's dad, right? Be right now, and yeah, and just go for it because it doesn't matter.
So the reason I'm laughing is giggling because what always grounds me as a person when things are happening and people are passing, I always say to myself, 100 years from now, 99, unless something happens, 99.5% of the current population will be gone. And it just helps me realize it's just a journey. It's just a
Yeah.
journey.
You have a
So
piece. You
enjoy
have a piece
it.
right now. Exactly. Enjoy
Exactly.
it. And yeah. And if it's not going to matter in 5 years, like, don't stay on it for more than 5 minutes.